The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi, Esquire, and David J. Bruno, Esquire, are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR's Nothing But the Truth. I'm here with my law partner, David Bruno. I'm Bob Bianchi, and we're really looking forward to this show where we're going to have inspiring people, Dave. I can't wait to do this. We're going to talk about their life successes, the difficulties they've had in their lives, and how they triumphed over those difficulties, all about mindset, which you know at the Bianchi Law Group, where we practice, we talk about this all the time, mindset. Tell us a little bit about your excitement about the show, Dave.
Mindset is everything. There are so many people that go through things in their lives, and it's very important to be resilient and to understand. And not every hardship is a terrible one. It's important to grow as a person. And this show is all about that. We're going to be bringing on excellent guests that have really strived and gotten to successful places. And I cannot wait to deliver this content to our viewers. I am very excited to be with you, Bob, my law partner, one of my best friends, my former boss at the Morris County Prosecutor's Office, and I'm looking forward to this more than anything right now.
You know, Dave, it's funny to me because I'm so happy that we're on the largest AM station in New Jersey, WMTR, and that they've asked us to, invited us to do this program because, you know, from the beginning when we left the prosecutor's office, you know that I was big on the fact that it's about the lives we're changing. And it's not so much about just handling a legal matter. And so we actually got trained by Dr. Brené Brown when we went to San Antonio. We were like the only two lawyers with a bunch of psychologists and mental health professionals. And they kind of looked at us two lawyers from New Jersey, kind of crazy. Like, what are these guys doing here? But when we said to them, you know, people come to us broken, addicted, mentally ill, and they see us first. And we want to be able to have a dialogue and be able to work with them in order to help the resiliency that they have. So we took that 1 week course. And I think it was a game changer for us. And we learned so much about how we can do so much more as lawyers in the bigger picture of helping people's lives. And a couple, Dave, because we give that book out to every client, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, actually have told us they didn't commit suicide because of reading that book and the care and compassion. Can't get any better than that.
You can't. Let's talk a little bit about the Bianchi Law Group and who we are and how we service people. I mean, we're the Bianchi Law Group. We're located in Parsippany, New Jersey. We handle criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases. So when people come to us, I mean, they have trouble. They are looking at potential jail time. They're looking at consequences of magnitude. Things may affect their family, custody, parenting time, their jobs, licensing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see it all in our practice, right? So it was critical that we went through that training and that we have this philosophy at the law firm that we take mindset, it's critical, and it is a continuing communication, a conversation with our clients going through some difficult times, and we continue to tell them we are there for them at their lowest, and we will help them through their hardships.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why we love doing the show on WMTR is that the show is not going to be about law. It's going to be about, you know, we'll bring a little law in there because we are national TV legal analysts, so we'll throw a couple of big cases that are out there maybe for a couple of minutes. But the guests that we're going to be having come on are going to be people that are going to be able to help others and talk about their struggles, the struggles that we all share, and how they actually triumphed over those things and became a huge success in many different ways in professions, whether their names are well-recognized, and we will have some very well-recognized guests. We're really proud of that. and just ordinary folks living day in and day out, because I think it's so important that the message that we have, not only with our clients, not only with our own staff, where we talk about mindset all the time, but for our audience that's listening to this, to see if they can build those resiliency skills to make them a success, even in the face of really difficult circumstances.
Yeah, sure. This show is going to be for everyone. Mm. Everyone can take away things that we present with these guests, hearing about their stories. Nothing but the truth. What does that title mean, Bob? Tell us, what does nothing but the truth mean?
You know, that's the interesting thing. We deal and tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we've realized as trial lawyers, one thing I always said, Dave, you know this, is to be a great trial lawyer, you have to be an astute observer of human nature. You have to know how people think. And as we can see, even with the political discourse that's gone on in the last couple of years, but even well before that, since the time of the caveman, the truth is very relative depending on who you are and what you're dealing with. And people tend to have varying versions of the truth. So getting to what that person's truth is, their own personal truth, what makes them resilient, what strategies did they use, what mindset was important to them in order to overcome these tragedies is what this show is all about. And to listen to, I think sometimes it's inspiring to listen. You'd be surprised at some people. We all have had this, I mean, in our own lives. I remember when I left the prosecutor's office, a job I really loved, and a former governor, because that's a governor-appointed job, and so I became the prosecutor. You know, I worked 16, 18-hour days. I loved it with a passion, but when I got done, a former governor said to me, and I'll never forget it, we were standing outside of a restaurant. He said, "Bob, what's next?" And you know, Dave, it was something I never, like, he goes, "What's next in the plan?" I didn't have a plan. My goal was always to become the prosecutor because I loved what it was prosecutors did, both balancing compassion as well as deterrence and helping people. But it was an aha moment for me. I'm like, oh my God, I really don't have something as the plan. And you know what the funny thing is? Since that time with this law firm, it's not only just helping clients, it's doing stuff like this. That's the plan. It just kind of developed. And I want to thank you for all the help that you've given along that way to make these things a reality.
Yeah, we're put in such a fortunate position because we have this thriving law firm and we're growing. I would love to talk about that at some point during the show about where we've come from and where we are now. We have 6 lawyers at the Bianchi Law Group. We're thriving, but it's not just a law firm, right? You and I both have the opportunity to go on national television and talk about legal issues. I am a board member of New Jersey Prevention Network, which is a nonprofit that focuses on the education and addiction and mental health. You're a former board member of Daytop. We have all these other projects, really, that allow us to talk about these types of things. Mm. And nothing but the truth is going to give us a platform to not only talk about those things, but bring on these guests that have similar experiences. And these are going to be real takeaways that our audience could take away from in a very difficult period in history.
Yeah.
I mean, over the last couple of years, we have dealt with COVID. We've dealt with quarantines. People are still getting sick. There's a new norm today. And I think it's more important than ever to be of the right mindset when you have difficulties that you have to endure. And this show will talk about others. It'll talk about ours. We'll get personal here.
Yeah.
I look forward to telling stories about how we met, how we handled cases in the prosecutor's office, and how that has transitioned to our private practice law firm, where we now get the opportunity to help others.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really looking forward with some of these guests that we have lined up. And I can't wait because they're pretty awesome. And each one of them has a story to tell. And you asked the question before, what does nothing but the truth means? Well, it's about their truth. You know, it's about what inspired them. And I think that one thing that we've learned as trial lawyers, because again, you have to be an astute observer of human nature, is you got to take each person from where they come from and what their perspective and mindset is. You know, Dave, one thing that always fascinated me as a homicide prosecutor, and we talked about this a lot, was the manner in which victims and the victims' families in a homicide case responded to the particular situation. There were those who went down this understandable tailspin and their lives just unraveled. And we get that completely. Yet we saw some really inspiring stories of resiliency in people who were able to find a way in the midst of that tragedy of losing a family member to no fault of their own, that were able to go through a whole court process with us. And yet were actually inspiring to us. They were actually, they had this spirituality, if you will, with a small s, or whether or not be a faith-based thing, where they were able to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to not let this destroy my life. And that's what our guests are going to do a lot of talking about, because many of them have gone through some pretty difficult times and yet have risen to the top of their profession. I'm so psyched to get them on.
Yeah, you talk about victims. And yeah, as prosecutors, we dealt with victims. We prosecuted cases. And you could see that some victims deal with tragedy and hardship differently than others. But you also could have that same conversation for defendants. I mean, we represent people that are charged now. Mm-hmm. And as I reflect on some of the people that we have represented since 2013, when we left the Morris County Prosecutor's Office and opened up the Bianchi Law Group, I could look at individual clients that we've had mm-hmm. and defendants that have had hardships and had to be resilient, and some do better than others. Mm-hmm. And really, I think the key is the mindset. It gets back to this word, mindset,
yeah.
as to how you deal with things and how you look at things and how you endure things.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that that's like a punchline, right? So, that sounds really good, but how do you go about doing it? And there is a way to go about doing it. We learned that with Dr. Brené Brown. And we've learned that through our own lives and our reading and the materials that we've had. But to the point that you raise about representing criminal defendants, this is why when I became prosecutor, I came with the perspective of having been an assistant prosecutor, then being a defense lawyer, and then being the county prosecutor. So I had a pretty much global overview of this. And what a lot of prosecutors that are career prosecutors don't understand is the trauma that the clients, the defendants are suffering through. And that's why we take a major effort to do something that's pretty unique in the firm in doing what we call a mitigation package, which is humanizing the client to the prosecutor. Because the prosecutor just opens up file after file after file and they only see bad stuff about a particular person. But by doing that, it's been amazing how we've been able to change the dialogue. Yeah, we're not saying the person didn't necessarily do something, but we can put it into context in an otherwise law-abiding life, or a person that may have mental health or addiction issues, get them the treatment that they need. So it's a win-win, not only for them in their legal case, but for them to look back 5 years later and say, you know what, it was really rough and it sucked that I went through, but it was the best thing that happened in my life.
Yeah, great point. We're coming up to a break, but the point on the mitigation package is a good one. When prosecutors get cases, they don't know about the defendant. All they see is the police reports, mm-hmm. right? So as we represent clients in our law firm that are charged with crimes, it's important that we connect with them on a personal level. It's not just representing them. It's helping them.
Right.
Maybe getting them into services or rehabilitation or treatment. But that not only helps the person get through what they're going through, it also helps us humanize the client for the prosecutor so that we could breathe life into the client for the prosecutor, who is not just looking at a police report yeah. or a confession or the various different pieces of evidence that a prosecutor uses to prove a case.
Humanizing the client is key, Dave, and I'm really proud of the fact that we recognize that. We're going to be right back. We're on WMTR Radio, nothing but the truth.
Criminal offenses, domestic violence, and DUI matters, regardless of how small they may seem, have the potential to disrupt your whole reality. The freedoms and rights you enjoy might be taken from you at a moment's notice once you are charged. If convicted of a crime, the rest of your life and the lives of those you love will change. Without the right expert legal advice, you face a criminal trial that results in serious consequences, including hefty fines and a prison sentence. If you're in New Jersey and facing criminal charges, you need to consult with the Bianchi Law Group's team of seasoned and tested criminal defense lawyers.
I'm Bob Bianchi. At the Bianchi Law Group LLC, we are a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge our clients with crimes. Our entire legal team is made up of former prosecutors. At the Bianchi Law Group, we all meet daily to discuss strategy on our clients' cases. Our team of only former prosecutors is run by David Bruno and myself, who have earned the coveted distinction of being New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys, of which there are only approximately 250 out of over 90,000 lawyers in New Jersey who have earned this distinction. I am honored to have been appointed by the governor of New Jersey as the head Morris County prosecutor, and my partner David Bruno served with me in the major crime and fraud units. Simply put, when it comes to representing a client, reputation, skills, experience, tenacity, and respect matter. To us, the Bianchi Law Group values of courage, compassion, and commitment are not punchlines. They are values our entire team live by when representing the clients We are honored to serve.
If you've been charged with a crime in New Jersey, look no further. Contact the Bianchi Law Group, LLC as soon as possible to set up a free consultation and to lay the foundation for a winning defense.
Okay, welcome back to WMTR Radio's show, Nothing But the Truth. Also with the Bianchi Law Group, I'm with my partner, Dave Bruno. Again, very excited about the idea that we're going to be bringing people in that have succeeded through triumph. It's not going to be a straight, strict legal show. I get a little bit into the law here and there because there's some interesting cases that we're always covering in the national media. But Dave, talking about mindset, I think it was amazing. And I think one of the most important things that we did is that when COVID hit, we never thought in a million years the courts would shut down. The courts stayed open for everything all the time. Snow, rain, wind, you know, all the stuff that the postmen do, the courts do it more. But it did, and it came to a screeching halt. And many of our colleagues were concerned about, of course, finances and clients and the cases not moving. And we pivoted in a way that kind of people kind of looked at us and we were kind of crazy. We said, you know what? Where there's a negative thing, and God knows there's all bad stuff about COVID, but there's always a way to turn it into a positive. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we opened up the Bianchi Law Group in 2013, and certainly we had the model, and it worked. I mean, we had great results, and we were trucking on, and we never thought that something like COVID would have hit. I mean, I could remember, I was trying a case at the time.
Yeah.
It was March.
You were one of the last trials in the state.
Yeah, March of last year, I had a jury out when the President of the United States came out with guidelines that 12 or more people shouldn't be in a room together. And I had a jury out at the time.
You're all sitting, sitting in a jury box when they're being told not to be next to one another.
Deliberating on somebody's freedom, right? And from there, it was surreal because I was literally like one of the only people in the courtroom at the time. And after that concluded, it was quarantine, and the courthouse is closed, and really the phone stopped ringing.
Yeah.
People stopped leaving their homes, right? And in a criminal defense firm, when people are charged with crimes, they typically have to leave the home for that to happen, and it stopped for us. And it really was, I think, the Bianchi Law Group's aha moment, because we had to reevaluate. We had to reevaluate the business model. We had to really reevaluate the marketing plan.
Operations. How could we do things more effectively, right?
And I'll never forget it. You called me one night, and we had things to do. We still had cases. And you said, Dave, there's this webinar that I want you to attend with me. And it was like 3 hours a day for 5 days in a row. And I reluctantly said yes. And that was the thing that changed. It changed our mindset.
Yeah.
Changed the mindset of our law firm and how we're going to run it and what the business model was. Talk a little bit about that change.
You know, but what I found interesting was when we took that seminar, and it was pretty aggressive. It was a lot of hours. And, you know, I think everybody was kind of like in shock. But what we saw when we were listening to the people, it was basically lawyers that were at that webinar. And we went to a number of them, was the look on people's faces. That's something I'll never forget. They look broken, hunched over, frightened, scared. I mean, all the questions were coming out about how they were going to survive. But you and me were looking at it like, yeah, I mean, those are things we have to, we can't change that. We can't change that circumstance, but we can change. Let's look on the other end of COVID. Obviously it was a long time in the coming, and we're still not there completely yet. But how can we do something to improve efficiencies in the office, to improve client relationships, to improve, you know, everything that we did to make it better? And when we were talking to our colleagues about this, it was surprising to me because you would ring the phone and would just say, we're closed due to COVID. It always reminded me of my cousin Vinny, the store closed due to flu. You know, the store got the flu. And so I was like, wow, this is crazy. And it was during that period of time that we actually really revamped our mindset about everything and came out on the other end a much stronger, much more powerful, much more prolific. And when I say that, I don't just mean from a financial point of view. What I'm saying is that it's the business runs better, the operations run better, our team of lawyers runs better. I mean, we only hire former prosecutors. Dave, you know this. Like even the concept of our morning meetings that we have, we call them the huddles, right? Where all of us are on, you know, in the room or on the phone, And we're talking about every single client's case. So every lawyer is participating, even our support staff, so that the ship is moving all in the same direction. That little change alone, among many other, dramatically changed the efficiencies of the office. And the point isn't about us. I mean, the point of this show, Nothing But the Truth, is about how other people have gone through this kind of thing and how they've shown resiliency in the face of difficult circumstances.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we had our own issues that we had to deal with, and it led to scaling the business. It led to changing the systems and the processes. And that huddle, I think, is the biggest game changer there was for the Bianchi Law Group. And I call it BLGCLE, right?
As
I mean,
a continuing legal education.
Continuing legal education. We talk about our cases as a team. There's attorneys that handle the cases, but we're participating in all of them. And literally, our attorneys, including myself, I could speak to this, that I learn from everybody in the morning. When we talk about rules of evidence, how we are going to strategize, how we're going to negotiate, what are the ways that we're going to represent our clients as a team, it has developed into something that is different. It is different than all of our other colleagues out there. I am so proud of what we've learned. We pivoted during one of the toughest times, and we're here to talk about it. We're here to talk about our experience, and we are bringing on guests to talk about their experience.
Yeah, and one of the other things, in addition to the guests, is we're probably going to set something up where the audience can put in a question, because a lot of times there is so much misinformation, especially when it comes to the criminal law world. I mean, we deal this as being legal analysts all the time, and people kind of look at the criminal law in a lay sense, and a lot of times in a political sense. So we may even do a little bit of, in addition to our guests and how they showed those resiliency skills and mindset, maybe answer questions that are kind of common in the criminal law section just for a smidgen. But yeah, go ahead.
Great point. Here's what we'll do. I mean, the Bianchi Law Group has a Facebook page, right? We have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. We're out there on all of our social platforms. If you have questions for us, if you guys points or stories that you want to talk about here, give us an email. Give us a message on our social media platforms. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what type of things you want to hear from us. Maybe some guests that you want to hear from. Mm-hmm. Let's open it up, Bob, because I want feedback from all of everybody listening to us. I want to deliver value to everyone, and let's open it up. I want to hear from people.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I know you can find me at rbiancheesq on Instagram and Twitter, and dbruno, esq, at correct. Instagram and Twitter, and obviously people can find us on Facebook for that as well. So let's talk a little bit about one of our mindset things that we went through, which was a decision for me and you to try a homicide case together as prosecutors. It was a murder of a priest in Chatham. And the reason I bring this up, and again, our guests are going to be bringing up their own stories as to their triumphs, was it was very difficult because I wanted to try a case as the prosecutor. And what did you think about that when that decision was ultimately made by me?
Yeah, well, that's unheard of, right? I mean, so there's 21 counties in the state of New Jersey, and each county has a county prosecutor's office led by a prosecutor. It's an appointment. It's a political appointment. It's the governor's appointment, and then the candidate, the appointee, has to go before the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. So Bob Bianchi here, my law partner, very proud of him and his experiences, was appointed by the governor, unanimously confirmed by the Senate. And typically, it's a political appointment. You rarely get actual experience, trial experience. And you had come from the defense world. You started out as an assistant prosecutor in Hudson County. Your father is one of the best trial attorneys that has ever come through the state and probably the country.
Hard thing to measure up to.
Right? So Bob was an appointment. And not prosecutors don't try cases. The head county prosecutors do not try cases. And Bob did. Bob was one of the few and far between that did it. So Bob, tell me, you know, it's not typical that the county prosecutor does something like that. How did you come to that decision, and what did it mean to you?
Yeah, see, I was hands-on in the office, and every prosecutor runs their office differently. And what I was feeling was that I was sitting in the cheap seats. We talk a lot about being in the arena, and Brené Brown, actually, that's what really attracted me. Remember, I used to have that blown up, The Man in the Arena by Teddy Roosevelt, and I didn't want to be in the cheap seats. I wanted to be able to get out there to say I'm willing to roll my sleeves up and face the heat. But being the county prosecutor, and the reason why my team politically, quote unquote, didn't want me to do it was like, Man, if you're the head guy and you lose a case, that's bad, and it's not good politically. Why put yourself out there? Why risk it? And the more they were saying those things to me, Dave, the more it was pushing me to want to do it, because you know that I was always there for our trial readiness review meetings. I was always there giving my experience, and I didn't want people thinking I was just one of these guys that talked the talk but wouldn't walk the walk. So it was a tough decision because of the pressure of it, but I would have regretted it for my entire life. But I will say one thing. I did have one perk. As the head guy, I was able to choose anyone I wanted to be my co-counsel on the case, my detective on the case, and my support staff person. And luckily for me, you were there, so I chose you as the co-counsel. And I think that not only was it a gratifying experience, I think it's one that we'll look upon as friends, as partners, for the rest of our lives. Because, and if we hadn't done it, and that's part of what Nothing But the Truth is about. Part of my truth was, if I hadn't done it, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life. I remember my mom on her deathbed saying that she regretted not having gone to college, even though she had been accepted into college, and even though she'd been given many opportunities to go to college. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, in a whole life, that's not a lot to regret. But it was something she did, and that lesson taught me, don't ever be on my deathbed having regretted it. And if I didn't try that case, that's where I would have been, Dave.
Sure. Another quote that I love, and it's on the wall in our office, pressure is a privilege, right? And that pressure comes from various different ways. And as attorneys, we have tremendous amount of pressure when we represent clients. As prosecutors, when we represented the state of New Jersey, mm-hmm. I mean, that is a tremendous pressure, and pressure comes in various different ways. The mindset here is look at it as a privilege. Not everybody could feel it. Instead of looking at it negatively, take it as a positive. Bob?
Yeah, I know. Pressure is something I always talked about with people, because everybody looks like they're not under pressure. Some people are very good at masking that, but in fact, they are. Dave, listen, Nothing But the Truth is going to be an amazing show. 10:30 on Saturday at WMTR Radio. I want to thank them for having us on and asking us to be able to bring this content forward. Who do we have next week, Dave, that we're going to be able to bring on to talk to the audience about what they've gone through in their lives and their situation?
Sure. We have JT Fox coming on. He is a business coach. Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, refers to him as the closest thing to Steve Jobs. And Jillian Michaels will be next. Those are our first two from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, really looking forward to those guests, Dave, that really helped show us how they went through their successes and their difficulties in life. WMTR Radio, 10:30 on Saturdays. Another episode of Nothing But the Truth, Dave. We'll be back next week.
At Bianchi Law Group, they will guide you through their free consultation, laying down the foundation for your criminal defense with the right legal advice and team. All of their lawyers are highly experienced former prosecutors. Therefore, you know you can face a criminal trial with a strong defense. Their firm continuously makes numerous appearances in revered publications and TV networks. Their extensive experience in criminal law makes them confident in the legal field, at the same time offering their three pillars of service: courage, compassion, and commitment to all of their clients. Without the right legal advice and help, you face a criminal trial that can result in dire consequences, with hefty fines and a prison sentence. If you are in New Jersey and facing criminal charges, you need to contact the Bianchi Law Group, LLC now, 862-210-8570 or BianchiLawGroup.com. Their team of criminal defense lawyers considers you as a whole person and tailors the best defense strategy and resolution for your situation and convene the strongest possible defense. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. The Bianchi Law Group, LLC has prepared this concern for general information purposes. Nothing herein is intended to create an attorney-client relationship and shall not be construed as legal advice. The preceding program was paid for by Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.